The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 5-2 in conference play and 8-2 overall. Nebraska hosts Maryland on Saturday, a Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today? Hello, Coach Riley. Do we have you on the line?
Hello? Hello?
Coach Riley.
Yes.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Wanda Barnhouse, todaysyou.com.
Morning, Coach. I'm working on a story about, you know, going for 2 in games, particularly like if your team maybe misses an extra point early. What's the temptation to maybe kind of try to chase those points next time you get in the end zone? Kind of what's your philosophy about that?
Well, the temptation is to chase those points. There's no doubt about it. You hate that if you fail early and you get behind because of that. But I think you have to be careful too, because you know it is a longer game than it sometimes feels like if that is occurring, especially in the first or second quarter. So my inclination would be to just kick and then play from there and see where you can go.
I'm assuming that like most staffs, you guys have the 2-point chart and probably have some sort of a, overall philosophy. When you get into the second half, how much of the, you know, just depending on how the game's going and, you know, going for 2 regardless of what has happened earlier, how much of that is a gut feeling, or do you guys pretty much try to go by, okay, the chart says in this particular situation and we probably need to go for 2?
I start looking at that chart in the fourth quarter for sure, but there may be, because of the game and how it is, there may be those times that you do go for it in the third quarter, just depending on how that whole flow is going, how hard are the points to come by, how are teams doing, how are we moving the ball. I think a lot of things might enter into it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike, obviously you've got a large senior class that has a number of former walk-ons in that group that you'll be experiencing senior day with on Saturday. Having coached those guys for 2 years, what kind of assessment can you make on the contributions and that those 7 or 8 players have made to this program?
Well, I think that the first reflection is on the history of the walk-on program at Nebraska and the pride that so many kids in this state have in just getting the opportunity to play at Nebraska. And, you know, I think that what I have found, most all of them really, really work hard to achieve their dream. These guys that eventually got scholarships and are playing are just, I think, great examples for the rest of them of what might occur. So, you know, they were obviously rewarded for a reason. It wasn't just an accident. And I think that it's important for us to continue to nurture all of that, because obviously there are some good players that can surface, and it's been a big part of the history of Nebraska football.
How much do you expect that emotion to be also tinged with sadness because one of the members of that group is not going to be with you on Saturday?
Well, you know, that the passing of Sam Foltz has, become, kind of part of our daily thought process. There's not a day, I don't think, that anybody here that goes by that we don't think about Sam and appreciate him. And he is kind of the epitome of, everything that we've just talked about that guy that wants to go to Nebraska that had chances to go on a scholarship to other places but elected to come here. So he kind of is one of those guys that set the bar and was a great example and had that great passion and, you know, dedicated his sports life to making it here, and he did. And so we're all always reminded of that. And it's part of the identity, not only of Nebraska, but particularly, I think, especially this group. And so many friends, all the teammates, all that is, it continues to be both great memories and sad memories as we go forward.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Sean Callahan, HuskOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, after having just kind of another day to look at things with Tommy, kind of what's your approach for the week of practice? Will he practice for you guys on Tuesday here today?
No, he will not. And so we will practice kind of like we did a week ago when Tommy was going through the concussion protocol. We'll practice with Riker Fife and Zach Darlington and Patrick O'Brien. And until we know better, that's what we will head into the game ready to do. We will monitor it day to day, but he will not practice today.
How tricky can hamstrings be? Because I know every guy kind of responds maybe differently to that type of injury.
I think hamstrings are one of the big mysteries in sports injuries because they're one of those things that start feeling better. You walk around, it feels okay, but immediately when you start to run, you can feel it. So it's hard. There's no doubt about it. And we are hopeful, and Tommy's doing a ton of work, and they're doing everything they can in the rehab end of it. But with the hamstring, we won't know until he can try it, and he's not in a position to try it yet.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Andy Seligman, Associated Press.
Hi, Mike. Just to follow up on that, he's had several injuries the past couple of weeks. Do you sense any frustration there on his end or any kind of disappointment that's kind of building up a little bit?
Well, we didn't practice yesterday, but I saw Tommy, and I think that, Andy, you could easily say that he is disappointed. Tommy loves to play, and he did. You know, he had to go through all the concussion protocol last week, and then bang, he's going through a different kind of injury this week, and he is definitely disappointed. Working hard at the rehab, I don't with a guy like Tommy, I don't count him out, but it's going to be a little bit of time yet before we know if he's got a better shot than we think right now. So that's kind of where it is.
Okay, thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach Riley.
Your final question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Coach, I'm just wondering, coming off such a devastating loss at Ohio State, or at least lopsided, let's put it that way, what did you learn about your team with the way it bounced back this past week? What did you learn about your team maybe you didn't know? Hello?
Well, it appears we're having a technical difficulty, so we will thank Coach Riley for his time, and we'll move on to the next coach on the call.